News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I have not told you yet today about Otter Creek Farm. Let me just quickly do that because, man, that place is so cool. And I'm going to tell you, if you've not checked out their website or, for that matter, gone there, I encourage you to do so because you will know then that I am not just blowing smoke here. Charlene and I go out there all the time. That place is amazing. It's like an oasis is what I like to call it. And just in the beautiful countryside of North Alabama, a place that is now becoming renowned across the entire Southeast, really has people flying in. According to my buddy Frank that owns the place, they've been flying in from Europe recently to do pheasant hunts and quail hunts. So if you like wing shooting, hunting pheasant and quail, that's the place. Featured in Garden and Gun magazine. Donald Trump Jr. came there not long ago and stayed overnight to do a hunt. But their facilities, their hard stand facilities, as well as the grounds, are so amazing that they've become a wedding destination, a place where people want to go and have events, corporate retreats, or just stay the night so they can sit out by the infinity pool and watch the sun go down over the horizon. I'm just telling you, folks, Otter Creek Farm is worth checking out. Check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. That's OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Well, wrapping up that whole segment on the media and clickbait and the idea that you can say anything you want to in a headline, and that's okay because that's not really the news, is it? We're not reporting bad, are we? Yes, you are. When you clickbait someone into a story, then the story is not what the headlines portrays. That's called misleading. That's misrepresentation. That's unethical, in my opinion. And they do it all the time. I'll never forget once we were in Baghdad in 2004. I was attached to an infantry battalion in central Baghdad. And in that particular case, I went from being with the 1st Armored Division over to the 1st Cav Division. So I think it was in the second half. Yeah, it was. I was attached to the 2nd of the 162nd Infantry, 39th Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division. And we're sitting at FOB or Patrol Base Volunteer in central Baghdad. All right, enough of that. Bottom line is this. In our little chow hall, we had a satellite TV, CNN International on the satellite TV. We all knew that Christiane Amanpour, the CNN reporter, had been there and had interviewed some of our own guys. Went to one of our sister battalions over in a section of Baghdad called Adamiya. And there was a lot of stuff going on, aside from all the combat operations and things we had to do, there was a lot of stuff going on to try and bring some stability, bring some quality of life back to people. It was things that, you know, you can't say you joined the infantry to help rebuild a girls' school, but stuff like that happens, especially when the United States goes to war, because we want the people to recognize we're not there to subjugate, we're there to help. All right, that being said, I will never forget, Christiane Amanpour was interviewing troops about, what do you think about the things that you're doing over here? And like one particular one that I seem to recall was a kid saying, a young private or something saying, well, it's not what I signed up for, but I like it. It's pretty cool. What came out on the air? Christiane Amanpour asking the troops, what do they think about what they're doing? And the only part you get was, well, it's not what I signed up for. Clip and a click. And I'm just saying that kind of, we would sit there in the chow hall knowing full well that things had been quiet for 3 or 4 days in a row, which was sometimes rare. And you'd watch the report and you're like, are they in the same place we are? Because you'd never know it. I remember we were down in Montgomery as state senators or state legislators. And we were dealing with all of the mess surrounding what was going on with Governor Bentley. It was sucking all of the air out of the room. The scandal was just basically consuming the media, all of it. The media had nothing else on his mind in Montgomery except that. We passed any number of good pieces of legislation, balanced the budget, did some other things. The only thing being reported on was that. Are they in the same place we are? Do they see what we just did? Do they have any idea? It didn't matter how many press conferences we held about other things that were happening. All they wanted to know was, what are you going to do about Governor Bentley? Will there be an impeachment? How are you going to handle this? I'm just telling you, folks, when the media sees something that's clickbait worthy, they will pounce on it and feed on it like pigs at a trough. And if they don't have enough clickbaitish stuff to go with, they'll revise the headlines, like what AL.com just did today with their headline about COVID. The very idea, their screaming headline is going to say that everything's bad, woe is us. The fact that there's some kind of massive surge, 50% climb in hospitalizations. Yeah, out of a population of 5.1 million we went from 250 people in the hospital to 400, which is not even, by the way, a 50%. Good Lord. WakeUpAL.com. Do your job. All right, folks. That's enough of that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming back after this break. One of my favorite segments every week, Copper's Corner. We'll see what she has to say. I imagine it'll be good. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.